Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mursalin. Amma ba'd, fa a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The saintly aphorisms of Sari al-Sakti. Dua of Attar. O Lord of al-Mustafa, whoever reads or listens to the 19-page booklet, the saintly aphorisms of Sari al-Sakti, save them from an evil end, grant them, their parents and all their family, forgiveness without accountability. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellence of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abu al-Muzaffar Muhammad bin Abdullah Khayyam al-Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayhi narrates, one day I forgot my way. Then I saw a person beckoning me over to himself. Come with me, he said. So I did as requested. I realized this may be Prophet Khidr alayhi salam. Upon my querying, he confirmed his name to be Khidr. Another pious figure was accompanying him. I asked about their name and was told, this is Ilyas alayhi salam. May Allah bless you both, I exclaimed. Have you met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? They both replied in the positive. I requested, kindly relate to me something you heard from him so I may narrate it from you. They said, we heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam saying, he who recites salat upon me, his heart is purified from hypocrisy the way a cloth is purified with water. Whoever recites sallallahu ala Muhammad opens for himself 70 doors of mercy. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A pious elder's advice. The renowned saint Sari al-Sakti rahmatullahi alayhi said, I made dua to Allah Almighty for 40 years to show me one of his saints, as I yearned to gaze upon someone who truly loved the divine. In the mountains of Lukam, I once saw many unwell people gathered, and I asked why they were there. They replied, once a month, a pious man of Allah comes here. He prays for the sick like us, and they regain their health immediately. Today is the day he comes. He should be here any moment now. We were engaged in this discussion when a man with an illuminated countenance approached us. He recited something over all the ailing people, and they were all cured. As he turned to leave, I approached and said, O pious servant of Allah Almighty, please stay for a while. I wish to speak to you. He looked at me and declared, O Sari al-Sakati, do not turn to anyone except Allah Almighty. Remain immersed in His remembrance. Do not place your hope in anyone else, lest you are not accepted in His court. Ensure you do not turn your attention to anyone else. Saying this much, he walked back in the direction he came. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon them, and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. O devotees of the saints, this pious person gave Sari al-Sakati amazing words of advice. An introduction. Shaykh al-Islam Abu al-Hasan Sari bin Mughallis al-Sakati rahmatullahi alayh was a murid of Shaykh Maruf al-Qarqi rahmatullahi alayh and the teacher of Imam Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh, as well as the latter's uncle. Profession. Initially, he sold Sakat, i.e. small items. This is the reason behind him being named Sakati. It is related, he would purchase items and sell them, taking a profit of only half a dinar on every 10 dinars. If someone gave him more than this, he would not accept it. The son taken away by soldiers. The neighbor of Sari al-Saqati once came to him and pleaded, "Soldiers apprehended my son last night and may harm him. Please help me or send someone with me who can help resolve this." The saint then stood and offered salah with profound humility and concentration. After a long time passed, the neighbor exclaimed, "Please hurry, lest the ruler imprisons my son." However, he unshakably continued his salah and said after finishing, "O servant of Allah Almighty, I am resolving your problem." As this conversation took place, the neighbor's servant maid came and revealed, "Your son has returned home." The lady was overjoyed and she left whilst making dua for Sari al-Saqati. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon them and may we be forgiven without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Forgiveness for all. A man who participated in Sari al-Saqati's funeral salah saw him in a dream and asked, "Ma fa'alallahu bika? How did Allah Almighty treat you?" He replied, "Allah forgave me and those who participated in my funeral." "Dear Shaykh," the man said, "I too participated in your funeral." Sari al-Saqati opened a piece of paper and looked inside. Yet the man's name was not there. The man insisted he was present. However, when the saint looked again, he found the man's name in the margin. 1,000 voluntary units of salah. He had a covering in his shop. Behind this cloth, he would offer 1,000 voluntary units of salah daily. There is an excellent lesson in this story for employers and employees who waste their spare time in gossiping and misusing their phones. Some of them not only miss salah in congregation, but the entire salah altogether. Save the precious moments of your life from being wasted in purposeless pursuits. Your free time is valuable, so ensure it is spent in reciting as much salat upon the Prophet and other litanies as possible. If you wish to remain silent, there are forms of silence which can earn you reward. For example, thinking about matters of Islamic knowledge, reflecting upon one's death, contemplating the solitude of the grave and pondering upon the terrors of the Day of Judgment. Like this, time will not be wasted and each breath will be considered an act of worship. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon the great saint Sari al-Saqati and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The saints of Allah present mankind with many pearls of wisdom through their sermons. These esteemed personalities certainly played a major role in spreading the teachings of Islam to all corners of the world. Sometimes they would go to people to rectify, train, educate and help them. At other times, people would come to them to take blessings from their company and listen to their statements. Their statements are summarized comprisals of Quranic verses, prophetic hadith, and their own life experiences. Their words harbor such efficacy that upon hearing them, those who are negligent of salah become punctual in it. The heedless are awoken. The ignorant gain knowledge. Transgressors acquire piety and non-Muslims accept Islam. Concerning the potent impact of words said by the saints, Sayyiduna Farid ad-Din Mas'ud Ganjashakar Rahmatullahi Alayhi explained, if a person does not find an accomplished spiritual guide, he should read the books of Ahlul Suluk, the saints, and act according to them. The Grand Sheikh Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullahi Alayhi states in his counsel to Amir Hassan Ala Sanjari Rahmatullahi Alayhi, one should study the books and statements of spiritual masters, which they wrote concerning spiritual wayfaring. Sayyiduna Nizamuddin Awliya also states, when I became spiritually affiliated with Shaykh al-Islam Farid ad-Din, I made intention to write down everything I heard from him. I did this, and upon returning to my lodgings, I would record them in a book. I then informed him of this. After that, whenever he wished to relate something, he would call for me. If I was delayed in arriving, he would repeat it. The saint Sari al-Saqati would also grant his murids and those around various pearls of knowledge. Here are just a few of his saintly aphorisms. The saintly aphorisms of Sari al-Saqati. Number 1. Whoever loves Allah Almighty is alive. His remembrance will always remain in people's hearts. Whoever loves the world is disgraced. Number 2. The foolish person spends his morning and evening in lowly activities, whilst the intelligent person searches for his own faults. Number 3. Some methods for the one who works for the hereafter. Becoming beloved to Allah Almighty through voluntary salah. Attaching one's heart to the Qur'an. Staying steadfast upon Allah's commands and prioritizing them. Being humble, knowing that Allah Almighty is watching. Devoting full effort to pleasing Him. Being pleased with a small amount of provision. And satisfaction with anonymity. Number 4. Whoever possesses these 5 is brave to a great extent. Unwavering steadfastness in acting upon Allah's commands. Striving in which there is no forgetfulness. Wakefulness without negligence. Focusing upon Allah Almighty in solitude and public whilst avoiding ostentation. And preparation for death alongside reflecting upon it. Number 5. I know a path leading straight to paradise. When asked what path this was, he replied, perform acts of worship and do nothing but them until this becomes the only action you do. Number 6. He who is distant from Allah Almighty due to 2 matters is truly distant, and he who is close to Allah Almighty due to 4 matters is truly close. The 2 matters by which one becomes distant from Allah Almighty are to abandon obligations and engage in voluntary deeds in their place, and outward actions the heart does not attest to. The 4 matters by which one draws close to Allah Almighty are holding fast to His court, continually striving in worship, being patient upon difficulties, and refraining from publicizing one's wrongdoings. Number 7. Allah Almighty grants the sweetness of His dhikr and a distaste for satanic whispers to whoever implores Him consistently. Number 8. 5 things are most superior. Crying over sins, rectifying flaws, obeying He who knows the unseen, removing rust from the heart, and not allowing desires to dominate you. Number 9. 5 things are such that their existence in the heart prevents establishment of anything else. These are fear of Allah Almighty alone, hope in Allah Almighty alone, love of Allah Almighty alone, being modest before Allah Almighty alone, and having love for Allah Almighty alone. Number 10. Imam Junaid al-Baghdadi relates, Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqti said, I have seen benefit manifest by carrying out acts of worship in the night's darkness. He would ask me questions whenever he wished to convey good. He once asked, What is gratitude? I replied, Not to use a bounty to carry out disobedience. He explained, You have stated an excellent thing and given an admirable answer. Number 11. Patience entails one becoming like the earth, which carries both mountains and mankind without considering it a burden or calamity. Rather, it considers this a blessing and gift from its Lord. Number 12. Do not do anything for the sake of people, or leave or open anything for their sake. Imam Junaid al-Baghdadi says, This means all of one's actions should be for Allah's sake. Number 13. I am astounded by someone who spends morning and evening seeking benefit, but never does anything to benefit his carnal self, i.e. nafs. Number 14. Preoccupation with amending the carnal self diverts one's attention from people. Number 15. Your greatest strength is to overcome your carnal self. The one who cannot reform himself cannot reform others. Number 16. He who obeys those above him shall find those below him obeying him. Number 17. Do not sever ties with your brother over suspicions and keep him pleased. The sign of knowing Allah Almighty is to fulfill his rights and to prioritize them over yourself as much as possible. Number 18. A person is not deserving of praise until he gives preference to his religion over his desires, and he is not ruined until he gives preference to his desires over his religion. Number 19. The world is frivolous except for five matters: bread, which fills the stomach; water, which quenches thirst; clothing, which covers nakedness; a home in which a person resides; and sacred knowledge, which one utilizes. Number 20. Abstinence, i.e. zuhud, is to despise this world whilst not demanding anything from creation. Number 21. Do not incline towards the world, as the rope from Allah Almighty will be severed. Do not tread arrogantly upon the earth, as it will soon become your grave. Number 22. Someone who wastes the days of his life in procrastination is deceived, as well as he who dreams of the stations of the righteous, but makes no attempt to gain them. Number 23. A person's faith is incomplete until three attributes are found in him. When angered, his anger does not prevent him from speaking the truth. When pleased, his happiness does not cause him to sin. When capable of doing so, he still does not usurp the wealth of others. Number 24. There are 10 stations for the one who fears Allah. Consistent sadness. Being overcome with sadness. Fear which leaves one restless. Crying to a great extent. Spending days and nights in anxiety. Fleeing from places of relaxation. Profound levels of uneasiness. Fear stemming from one's heart. Life becoming languid. Then finally, to hide one's melancholy and preserve it. Number 25. If only I receive the entirety of the world's sorrow so that all people could be free from it. Number 26. If people were as compassionate to themselves as they are to their children, they would find happiness in their outcomes. Number 27. Save yourself from a situation in which your praise is widespread and your faults are hidden. Number 28. Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati once said to Imam Junaid al-Baghdadi, I know a short path that can lead you to paradise. Neither take nor ask from anyone, nor should you possess anything to give to anyone. Number 29. Four matters elevate a person. Knowledge, decorum, chastity, and trustworthiness. Number 30. He who claims to have inward knowledge yet contravenes outward commands of Islamic law is a wrongdoer. Number 31. Those who have proximity to Allah Almighty have hearts which always remain concerned about divine decree, whereas the general body of pious people have hearts concerned of their endings. The latter say, how will our ending be? And the former say, we do not know what judgment Allah Almighty may have made concerning us. Number 32. Maintain sincerity in your actions until they become sincere. This is more difficult than action itself. And saving actions once they are sincere is just as difficult. Number 33. Protecting actions from that which destroys them is more difficult than performing them. Number 34. Make friends, but do not take them as confidants. Save yourself from evil acquaintances and remain wary of your friend the same way you are wary of your enemy. Number 35. He who procrastinates about pious deeds will have immense regret on the day of judgment. Number 36. The Sheikh was asked, what do those who remain hungry gain from their hunger? He replied, what do those who fill their stomachs gain from filling them? The hungry gain wisdom from their hunger, whilst those who eat to their fill have indigestion. Number 37. Three matters are from the character of the pious: fulfilling obligations, avoiding forbidden acts, and abstaining from heedlessness. Number 38. Three qualities found in the righteous lead to Allah Almighty being pleased with a person: seeking forgiveness abundantly, humility, and profuse charity. Number 39. Whoever does not value bounties has them taken from him without him even realizing. The one for whom calamities are lightened due to continued patience gathers reward. Number 40. Consign your neediness to Allah Almighty. He shall liberate you from people. Number 41. Character and manners translate your intellect, whilst your tongue translates your heart. Your face is the mirror of your heart, because whatever is hidden in the heart becomes visible upon the face. Number 42. Hearts are of three types. The first are those which are sturdy and immovable like mountains. The second are those which are like date palm trees, whose roots are firmly planted in the earth, yet wind causes them to sway. Finally, you have hearts which are like feathers, thrown here and there by the wind. Number 43. The best sustenance is that which is protected from five matters: sin when earning it, humiliation by begging for it, deception in one's profession, earnings derived from sinful instruments, and infringement of people's rights. Number 44. Only someone who avoids doubtful matters has strength to save himself from his evil desires. Number 45. Whoever mentions me in a bad light, I have forgiven him. Yet I will not forgive someone who deliberately says something against me whilst knowing I did not do it. Number 46. Few are those whose statements and actions bear no contradiction. Number 47. Someone who does not value blessings will experience a decline he shall not even realize. Number 48. Modesty and love come to the door of the heart. If they find abstinence and piety in it, they stay. Otherwise, they leave. Number 49. Intelligent is he who understands the secrets of the Quran and reflects upon them. Number 50. Whoever projects himself amongst creation contrary to his reality falls in the sight of Allah Almighty. Number 51. Strong is he who overcomes his carnal self. Number 52. Powerful is he who subdues his anger. Number 53. There are three causes of abstaining from sin: fear of hellfire, longing for paradise, and modesty before Allah Almighty. Number 54. The whole world becomes obedient to the one who is obedient to Allah Almighty. Number 55. Rather than causing people harm, good character is to be patient upon the harm received from them. Number 56. A person attains ascendancy by giving preference to worship over his desires. Number 57. As Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqti was passing away, he advised Imam Junaid al-Baghdadi by saying, "Whilst residing amongst creation, do not become heedless of the Creator." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.